We are continuing our Week 12 NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer. Check out their podcast on all your podcasting locations. We're going to do the Bay Area teams here. Let's go with the Raiders. 6-4 Raiders.
Woo-hoo.
Going up against the 3-7 Jets.
Well, you know, the Raiders are playing pretty good right now. They're not playing great. They are not playoff caliber, in my opinion. But they're playing good ball. They're playing fun football for a change. And the biggest thing they can do this year is that they've learned to finish games. I thought they'd have a little bit better showing against Cincinnati, which brings me back to the Raiders of yesteryear, which they played at the level of their competition.
Yeah.
They've done that historically. So in this case, I think you're going to see another close game. But ultimately, I think you're going to see the ball in Josh Jacobs' hand a lot. New York has a hard time stopping the run. So I think there's going to be a lot of yards gained there. But ultimately, it's going to be a Raiders win.
The greatness of the Raiders has returned. I think the Raiders do the one thing that, one of the two things that travel incredibly well. It's a long trip for them. It's an early start. That doesn't bode well for the West Coast teams typically, but Josh Jacobs is an absolute monster and running the football always travels. That's just the bottom line. They're running the ball really well. And Derek Carr, which I said on this show early in the year, if he was going to lead them to any kind of winning season, that now looks like they could legitimately have 10 or more wins. He was going to have to start taking more shots down the field. In the last quarter of the season, he's averaging like over 10 yards an attempt. So that's a dramatic improvement over what he was doing early in the season. And that's really what's changed a lot of the season for them. I'm going with the Raiders.
There was so much question about whether Derek Carr and John Gruden were on the same page and whether they were going to draft a quarterback and whether Derek Carr wasn't going to see the ghosts that he's seen over the past year or two. And it seems like his mind is right. And that is everything. Everything to that team. And the fact that the quarterback and the head coach seem to be on the same page and it's going forward the way it's going, those are all good things. So yeah, I'm also in the Jets just suck. So I'm going Raiders as well.
Yes. Also another thing too, is I think Mayock and Gruden are on the same page. That's a big part of that equation, I think.
Totally agree. Well,
all right. Sunday night football, the 8-2 Packers against the 9-1 49ers at Levi's Stadium.
Week 1, Packers played the Bears. It was not a fun game to watch. Green Bay's defense made some plays down the stretch. Aaron Rodgers told the post-game interview, "We got a defense." Homie, no, you don't. They played well in the first 4 games of the season. They have not played nearly as well in the last 6 games of the season. They don't stop the run very well. They get after the quarterback okay, and they've given up some chunk plays down the middle of the field. Well, guess what the 49ers do? They run the ball incredibly well. Teams have stacked a lot in the box the last couple of weeks. Jimmy Garoppolo's made them pay. I know they lost against Seattle, but he threw for over 400 yards last week. I don't think that the Packers can afford to stack 8 in the box and expect to win this game. I think the 49ers are going to be able to run the ball well. Another thing travels from the 1 o'clock games to the primetime games. It travels from the West Coast to the East Coast. I think George Kittle's probably going to play. That's what my gut tells me. That changes the offense quite a bit. The 49ers are going to win. That's my pick. I don't know how you can go against a team that's 9-1 at this point.
Yeah, it's hard to go against the 9-1 team, that's for sure. But at the same time, it is Aaron Rodgers. I think the injury bug, even though Kittle is questionable and your gut is going to come back, but I think that the Green Bay Packers come out ahead on this one and they win.
I think this is a game where you push people into action because they will tumble down the seeding of the NFC playoffs if they lose this game. And Seattle wins, they'll lose first place in the NFC. They'll lose the division and they'll go to like the 5th seed wild card. So they don't get a home game and they're sitting at 9-2 at that point. And they're
right. It's just crazy.
One of the lower seeds in the playoffs. So I think they do everything they can to make sure that does not happen. I am picking the 49ers. Well, there you go. Those are the NFL picks. You can check them out anytime at 977theriver.com. And we'll do Beer 30 coming up next at 8:30 on the river.